Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are running a bit of a simulation. We're tackling a problem that I think literally everyone listening has felt. Whether you're running a huge sauce company or just trying to keep a personal brand alive, it's the content saturation problem.
It really is the paradox of the modern internet.
Yeah.
Think about it. The shelf space is infinite. You can upload whatever you want to YouTube, Spotify, Google.
No limits.
No physical limits at all. But the human time needed to actually fill that space with anything good, that's very limited.
Exactly. You're fighting for attention, but you're bottlenecked by the hours in the day. You can't just, like, clone your marketing team overnight.
You can't.
So for today's deep dive, we're trying something a little different. We're taking two very different players and mashing them together in a thought experiment to see if we can solve this exact bottleneck.
It's a classic case study approach. So on one side, we have our client, a company called Demostack.
Demostack, right.
They're a platform that helps software companies close deals faster. Basically, they let sales teams clone their product to create custom demos without, bugging their engineers.
Which I can tell you, having worked in tech, that is a huge friction point. Engineers hate getting pulled off code to spin up a demo.
It's a constant battle. So Demostack has this high-value product. And on the other side, we have the tool. It's called Auto Content API.
Okay.
And I want to be really clear here. This isn't just another one of those write me a blog post AI wrappers that, everyone is launching right now.
How is it different? Because my feed is just full of those.
This is described as an industrial-grade engine. It doesn't just generate ideas from nothing. It transforms your existing assets, your URLs, PDFs, videos, into totally new formats and at a massive scale.
So it's infrastructure, not just a writing assistant.
Exactly. We aren't talking about helping a writer go a bit faster. We're talking about a shift from manual craft to programmable infrastructure.
Okay, that's a huge shift. So the mission today is simple. We're stepping into the shoes of a growth strategist at Demostack. How do we use this auto content API to dominate the market?
And drive real traffic. We need qualified leads, not just vanity metrics.
Right. So let's start with the raw materials. What is Demostack actually working with?
Well, Demostack is sitting on what I'd call trapped value. I was digging around their site, and they have some big names using them. Gainsight, WalkMe, Wix.
Wow.
They've got webinars, technical docs, and these really detailed case studies.
I saw one of those, a case study from a company called Synac.
That's the one. The data in there is incredible. Synac cut their demo build time from over 100 hours down to under 10.
100 hours down to 10. That's a stat that sells software.
It absolutely is. But here's the problem.
Yeah.
Right now, that story is probably just sitting in a PDF on some subpage of their website.
So the value is there, but it's static. It's waiting for someone to find it, download it, and read it, which, let's be honest, not many people do anymore.
Exactly. To grow, Demostack needs what we call mental availability. They need that Synac story to be everywhere a buyer is. Newsletters, podcasts, YouTube shorts.
Okay, but traditionally that's a whole team of people, right?
At least four separate teams. Editorial, audio, video, social. And look, making a single podcast episode can cost anywhere from $100 to like $15,000. It's a linear model.
It is a steep price for one piece of content.
It is. So this is where Auto Content API comes in. Their pitch is that they decouple the idea from the production. The idea, Synac save 90 hours, already exists. They just need to transform it.
Okay, so let's play this out. We feed that Synac case study PDF into the API. What happens next?
All right, so the API ingests the PDF. It figures out the structure, the hook, the data, the conclusion. First, it could spin up a blog post. Simple enough.
But that's just text to text.
Right. But here's where it gets interesting. It can simultaneously generate a conversational podcast.
Like this. Two voices talking.
Very similar. Two AI agents discussing the efficiency gains from the case study. It writes the script, it assigns the voices, and it generates the final MP3 file ready to go.
And I'm guessing it does video too.
Correct. It finds the punchiest moments and generates a vertical video, a short, for LinkedIn or TikTok, with an AI avatar and subtitles.
So let's talk cost.
Yeah.
You said the manual version could be thousands. What are we talking about here?
With the API, a podcast is about 10 credits. So depending on their plan, that's somewhere between 10 cents and 2 euros.
That is an absurd difference. I mean, the cost changes the entire game.
It changes the unit economics completely. You're shifting from manual craft to programmable infrastructure.
Programmable infrastructure. I like that. Let's drill down into the audio side. Because everyone's trying to get into audio, but it's such a heavy lift.
It is. You've probably seen Google's Notebook LM, right? The
Yeah.
audio overviews feature made a big splash.
Yeah, I've played with it. You upload a doc, it gives you a summary, it's cool.
It is cool, but it's a consumer tool. It has what we call the Notebook LM gap. You have to upload every file manually, one by one. There's no API.
Right, so if Demostack has 500 help articles, they can't have an intern sit there uploading them all day.
Exactly. You can't scale that. AutoContent positions itself as the enterprise alternative. It's programmatic. So for Demostack, we could launch a show, let's call it Sales Engineering Daily.
Sure. Punchy. I like it.
And we automate it. We use an integration with something like Zapier. The trigger is every time Demostack publishes a new blog post, the API wakes up, generates the audio, and uploads it.
So you're turning your written content into a living audio library without lifting a finger.
And you're hitting on audio SEO. Search engines are starting to index this stuff. You're capturing commuters, people who will never read a 2,000-word blog post.
Okay, but what about the voice? The robotic voice problem. Nothing kills credibility faster.
It's a valid concern. Trust is everything. But the reviews on this API specifically mention the voices are natural, steady, and believable. But there's another feature that's the real game changer here. Voice cloning.
Voice cloning. Okay, how does that help?
It solves the CEO paradox. Everyone wants to hear from the CEO, but the CEO has zero time to record a podcast.
Right. Getting an hour on their calendar is impossible.
So with the voice cloning endpoint, the CEO just has to record once for maybe 10 minutes. After that, the marketing team can generate daily demo tips in the CEO's voice completely automatically.
That's wild. So the CEO is effectively building their personal brand every single day without ever stepping away from their actual job.
It scales their presence. You get the leader's authority with the AI's efficiency.
Okay, so we've dominated the ear. Let's talk about the eyes, visuals. If you're not on video now, you basically don't exist.
That's the reality. By 2025, video is projected to be, what, 82% of all internet traffic?
82%. That is staggering.
It is. So Demostack needs to be on LinkedIn and TikTok, where decision makers are scrolling between meetings. But video is the most expensive format.
So how does the API handle that?
They have a video create shorts endpoint. Let's go back to that webinar they have, the DEMO framework. It's probably 45 minutes long.
Nobody's watching a 45-minute webinar on TikTok.
Exactly. So we feed that webinar into the API, and it pulls out the viral moments. It generates vertical videos, shorts, and these can be faceless with stock footage, or they can use a full AI avatar.
A digital person lip-syncing the script.
Yep, with perfect subtitles. The cost arbitrage is massive. Manually, a short can cost up to $300. The API does it for about 400 credits, so maybe 4 euros.
4 euros versus $300, that allows you to do something you just can't do manually, volume.
It's creative testing at scale. You throw 100 variations out there and see what sticks. You can afford to fail 99 times to find the one that hits.
That makes sense. But what about conversion? Demostack needs people clicking that get a demo button.
And that's where the explainer video comes in. The strategy here is to crawl every feature page on demostack.com and generate a 60-second horizontal explainer video for each one.
Why does that matter so much for conversion?
It increases dwell time. Visitors stay on your page longer. That signals to Google that the page is valuable, making you 53 times more likely to rank on page one.
So you're boosting SEO and conversion at the same time.
Exactly. It's like having a sales team in a box, answering questions 24/7.
I want to zoom out a bit. We've talked about transforming existing content, but Demostack is trying to create a whole new category, demo ops. That requires thought leadership.
It requires authority, and usually that means a team of analysts doing research. The API has a deep research endpoint that uses agents.
How is that different from me just asking ChatGPT, hey, tell me about sales trends?
Great question. This API actively browses the live web. It goes to places like the Financial Times, SEC.gov, real industry journals. It creates a structured report with actual verifiable citations.
So it's doing the grunt work of a junior analyst, but in minutes.
Precisely. So Demostack sets a recurring task. Scan for new trends in B2B sales cycles. Every week, the API goes out, reads everything, synthesizes it, and then automatically turns that research into a weekly sales tech roundup podcast and blog post.
So it completely solves the blank page problem.
They become the source of truth for their industry without having to hire an analyst from Forrester.
That is powerful. Now, I saw a term in the documentation, programmatic SEO, or PSEO. Can you break that down?
PSEO is about creating thousands of landing pages to capture long-tail search traffic. So not just demo software, but best demo software for fintech or for healthcare.
Okay, but I thought Google cracked down on that. You can't just spam thousands of identical pages.
You can't. That's thin content, and you'll get penalized. But this is where the multimedia capability of the API is the solution.
How so?
Instead of just changing one word in the title, we generate unique assets for each page.
So for the fintech page?
The Deep Research API writes a unique guide on challenges in fintech demos. The podcast API generates a specific discussion about compliance in fintech. The video API makes a top five fintech demo tips short.
And then it does the same for the healthcare page, but focusing on IPI and patient privacy.
Exactly. The content is fundamentally different for each industry. Every page is rich and valuable. It's not copy-paste.
So they could dominate thousands of niche keywords at once.
And if they use WordPress, there's a plugin to inject it all directly. It transforms a risky SEO tactic into a sustainable content strategy.
That's a huge distinction. Okay, one last strategy before we wrap. Speed. The news cycle moves so fast.
Newsjacking. But usually by the time a marketing team gets approval for a response, the story is already over.
So let's say a competitor crashes, or a big why sales demos sec debate blows up on Reddit.
The API can integrate with social listening feeds from Twitter and Reddit. It can analyze sentiment, so we build a reaction loop.
A reaction loop?
Yeah. The trigger is demo fails trending on Reddit. The API detects it. It instantly triggers deep research to understand why people are upset. Then, within minutes, it generates a reaction video offering Demostack's perspective on how to fix it.
So they can be the first to comment on industry news while their marketing team is asleep.
From trend detection to published content in 5 minutes. In the attention economy, speed is a feature.
That is slightly terrifying, but incredibly effective. It's like algorithmic trading for content.
It's the reality of the market now.
So let's wrap this up. We've got Demostack with a great product and great testimonials. And we have Auto Content API as the engine.
The big takeaway for me is that this provides the infrastructure to tell their story at a scale human teams just cannot match. It shifts marketing from an operating expense, hiring more people, to a tech investment.
Automating the grunt work so the humans can focus on the big picture strategy.
And looking forward, we are moving toward the agentic web. Soon, AI agents will be the ones reading content to answer our questions. By creating all the structured data, audio, and video, Demostack is ensuring that when someone asks an AI, what is the best demo software, the AI has rich, authoritative source material to pull from.
That's a huge point. You're not just optimizing for Google anymore. You're optimizing for the AI that will recommend you.
Exactly. You're feeding the machine that feeds the customer.
Well, this has been a fascinating look at what happens when you combine a strong product with industrial-grade automation. It certainly makes you rethink the daily grind of creating content.
It really does. It's a brave new world.
And I'll leave you with this question to think about. If your competitor can turn a single white paper into a podcast, a video series, and 50 blog posts in 10 minutes for the price of a cup of coffee, can you really afford to keep doing things by hand? Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive.
See you next time.